No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell on Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and boy were shot Saturday night in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made. And a nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery school campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be at zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas from Metro Fitness. Now, why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Metro Fitness has over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost, including yoga, spinning, dance, boxing. They have a functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, and a lot more, all for no extra cost. There's even an indoor track, which I use a lot, and a computerized strength system. And it's a place where everybody knows your name. You get all this for one price under one roof, only at Metro Fitness. Metro Fitness.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Desperate search for the missing in California's deadliest wildfire on record. Authorities now reporting roughly 1,300 residents still unaccounted for in the Camp Fire in Northern California.
Central Intelligence Report pins the murder of a Washington Post writer on orders given by the ruling Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Two drama-filled recounts before Republican Rick Scott was officially declared the winner in Florida's contentious Senate race. In the race for governor, Tallahassee's Democratic Mayor Andrew Gillum conceded the governor's race to Republican Ron DeSantis.
Lost submarine has been found by an American search team.
The mystery of the missing Argentine naval submarine now solved.
President Trump making it clear he alone is the one answering special counsel Robert Mueller's questions.
Your team is preparing written answers to questions about...
No, not my team. I'm preparing written answers. I'm the one that does the answer.
This movie put a spell on moviegoers this weekend, magically taking the top spot. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald brought in $62 million to land at number one.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now... here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week outright. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then, today, for any veteran, you can get in on the $50 Sweet Creek Farm Market gift card. And that was given by a listener who wanted to show his thank you to veterans. So any veteran can get in that, and then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market $60 gift basket that we do on Friday. Whew, I'm tired after talking about all that. Man, pooped. Let's do this. Troy Gowdy was kind of interesting. We haven't seen him in a while, and he's kind of on his way out. And what I want to do is he's going to be talking about the investigators in Whitaker, investigations by Dems in the Whitaker.
What do you make of the news that Congressman Elijah Cummings of the great state of Maryland, who is expected to chair what you're doing right now, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, he has suggested that when Mueller's findings come out, they don't necessarily have to become public. However, he would do everything he could to make sure that does happen. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know what he means by everything. Does that mean divulge classified information? Does it mean divulge grand jury material? I hope not. I also find it ironic. I spent 2 years battling with Elijah, who wanted to keep lots of things secret. And I spent 2 years battling with Adam Schiff, who didn't want anyone to know about the dossier or Fusion GPS or the FISA process. So if they have this newfound embrace of transparency, that's good, but it would be newfound.
Mm. How do you feel about Mark Whitaker acting director? Are you Matt Whitaker? Do you feel okay with that? Do you feel that that's constitutional? Because most Democrats have a huge problem with it.
It's an open legal question. There are good arguments on both sides, but he is the acting attorney general up to and including the time the Supreme Court says otherwise. I'm a lot more interested in who the next real attorney general is going to be and whether that woman and man can do the very difficult task of advancing the president's policy and legislative initiatives while working for a blindfolded woman and having the independence necessary to run our nation's largest law enforcement agency.
Okay, so that was good. He is the acting director until proven otherwise, so he's going to stay there. A court could rule against him. You know, this Maryland case, nothing ever happened to it where the AG in Maryland went to a judge and said he can't, you know, make recommendations on Obamacare and stuff because he's not proper in there. I haven't heard anything happening from that. But the Dems are basically trying to do whatever they can to just stop anything from happening at the Justice Department. I think they're scared to death of this FISA stuff coming out. I could see a situation where Mueller says his thing, says no collusion that's there, but we have other things that we're investigating. And then what he does is he, boom, throws out the FISA warrants, the FISA applications, and gets that out there. He still can do that whether Democrats are in charge or not. And I tell you what, it's going to make a lot of people look bad. Okay, so let me go to the second part, and this is the Comey interview. Now, tell me how much you think Troy Gowdy really, really, really likes Comey.
In other news, House Republicans are saying they're going to subpoena James Comey and Loretta Lynch. And Comey tweeted this out. He said, House Republicans can ask me anything they want, but I want the American people to watch. So let's have a public hearing. Truth is best served by transparency. Let me know when is convenient. Your thoughts?
Jim Comey really said truth is best served by transparency. Did he interview Hillary Clinton in public? Did he interview George Papadopoulos in public? Did he interview Michael Flynn in public? Did he interview Uma Abedin, Cheryl Mills? Has the FBI ever conducted an interview in public? And has the FBI ever conducted an interview where you were limited to 5 minutes, which is what happens right in congressional hearings? Ainsley, the last time I saw Jim Comey in a public congressional hearing, almost 100 times he said, I can't answer in this setting. Mm-hmm. So why in the world would he want to go back to a setting where he knows he can't answer all the questions? Right. I'm sure he only wants me to have 5 minutes. I'm sure of that. Yeah. But I need more than 5 minutes. I have 37 pages of questions for Rod Rosenstein. So imagine how many questions I have for Jim Comey, and I can't do it in 5 minutes.
That's exactly what I said on the day that he said he wanted to do it in public, that he didn't want Trey Gowdy, the inquisitor, to be asking him questions. He wants it where it's 5 minutes for Republican, and then Elijah Cummings gets 5 minutes, and then a Republican 5 minutes, and they don't manage it well. And this is where you really get down to the proof of it. He is going to do his very level best to stall this thing through the 1st of January. And I hope Goodlatte is focused enough with Trey Gowdy to say, we're making you come. This isn't a convenience thing. You're coming. And if not, we're holding you in contempt of Congress. And Comey would not, I mean, he's going to yell, oh, they're strong-arming me, they're strong-arming me. No, they want to get to the truth. And I think Comey has got some real, real, real bad issues that are out there. So he's going to get into deeper why he doesn't want to be in public.
Mr. Gowdy, why wasn't James Comey subpoenaed earlier? Because now it looks like just wait for the Democrats to take over. And how supportive has Kevin McCarthy been of the whole process?
Well, fantastically supportive. I mean, Chairman Goodlatte is the chairman of Judiciary. Yes. Kevin McCarthy has been fantastic. So has Paul Ryan. In fact, Paul has rolled up his sleeves and gotten involved with the Department of Justice when they've tried to prevent us from getting information. The natural chronology of investigations is you interview everyone up to a certain point, and then you save the Jim Comeys and the Loretta Lynches and the Sally Yates for the end. That's how you naturally work investigations. Well, we're at the end. We're at the end because the Democrats aren't going to do anything in 2019, and quite frankly, we're also at the end. We've interviewed a lot of witnesses between House Intel and Judiciary, and it's time to bring in Comey and Lynch, but it is not time to do it in a carnival freak show atmosphere where my colleagues, some of whom can't question them their way out of a one-story parking garage. I mean, I got colleagues that just aren't good at asking questions. So why would we do that setting where Comey's going to say he can't answer and all we get is 5 minutes? I mean, the FBI doesn't do that. So why should Congress do it?
And just real quick, so what's going to happen? Is he coming in? You doing this in a lame duck session?
Oh, he's coming. Whether he wants to or not, and Bob Goodlatte's going to set the terms, not Jim Comey.
Okay.
I got his tweet. He wants to do it in public. He wants to sell more books. He wants to be more famous. But Congress is going to decide how we can best advance the fact-finding and the truth, and that is not in five-minute increments, and it is not in a setting where he can answer, I can't answer in this setting like he's done almost 100 times.
Smack. That was spot on and exactly it. That's what I was saying the day that he said that. And you remember he was sitting there waiting on what had actually happened with the Dems take over Congress, and he's going to try to wait them out as much as possible. I like Trey Gowdy's tone when he said, oh, yeah, he's coming. And when he does, I will be applauding him for that. But I will believe it when I see it. Now, he's going to go into Benghazi. And the people that were killed in Benghazi, to get special recognition for them. And also he's going to be talking about the attorney general and him possibly being an attorney general. And he didn't want to be attorney general, but he does have some input on who he thinks it should be.
All right. And Congressman, tell us about, I know you are a co-sponsor of a bill to posthumously award the Congressional Gold Medal to the Benghazi heroes, the four men who died that day on September the 11th, a couple of years ago, Chris Stevens, Sean Smith, Glenn Doherty, and Tyrone Woods. Why is this important to you now?
Well, everything you and I have discussed this morning, reasonable minds can differ, and they do differ. But on the heroism and the patriotism and the service and the sacrifice of those four men, Congress is unified. We can debate the decisions made in Washington on September 11th and 12th of 2012. But the actions taken in Libya were heroic, and they deserve to be recognized with Congress's highest award, and that's bipartisan and it's apolitical, which is why you have Elijah Cummings and I agreeing in full force that these four men ought to be recognized by our country.
So it definitely will happen.
Yeah.
I hope so. I there's no reason for it not to. I don't know of anyone opposed to it. We just need to make it a priority.
Now, Trey Gowdy, I understand you're going to be unemployed soon on your own. You're going to be retired. So would you accept the attorney general's job if the president asks? Would you interview it if he calls you? Interview for if he calls you? Change to the same thing, you end up vice president.
I don't think it'll happen twice.
There was a weirdness going on with that cut. We're cut immediately, where I'm imagining Gowdy said no, and I guess Brian
stepped on him.
Well, he came on in and said Cheney said that, and he became vice president.
Right.
If I'm Trey Gowdy, I don't want that job. I mean, if you're a prosecutor, or I suppose you might want that job, but I want to get the hell out of D.C. would be my mindset.
Yeah, he really said that. He said this isn't my place. I mean, he's really good at doing the questions and driving points. I mean, for good lad to take a junior member like that and basically make him a co-chair,
right,
and him be the inquisitor, because they know he's that damn good. And he really is. Now, the Benghazi thing, I think it could have been a little bit better, but he was still trying to deal with all the other members of Congress who wanted their 15 minutes of fame, and it just doesn't work very well. It doesn't work. I would bring Trey Gowdy back as an inquisitor legal person for Congress, because you can't have an attorney that's on staff or contracted, like you did in Kavanaugh, go in and be the person who does all the questioning. The AMR Show will be back right after this.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Seems like you're avoiding me.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone. And a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard. Or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on the Alabama River, the Montgomery Marina. Y'all will cook up fresh seafood all the time, but not this week. That's the big news on the river. We're taking a week off. So I'll explain that to you. First of all, it's Thanksgiving, and I want to sure give thanks to all my customers, and especially my employees. I got a hard-working crew down here, and they're always faithful and getting to work and coming with a smile and working hard. So I thank my customers for always being supporting the Capital Orchard Bar. This is 22 years we've been doing this. And I'd like to thank the Blues Foundation in Memphis. We just found out this week that not only were we nominated, we won a KBA award. That's Keeping the Blues Alive award in Memphis. So that's just really, really a feather in our cap, and all our customers that have supported the music down here for all these years. So that's right, a KBA at the Capital Orchard Bar. So don't forget, we're closed this week, taking a week off between Iron Bowl, Thanksgiving, and Black Friday. There's not much left for seafood. So y'all have a happy Thanksgiving and see you next week.
What do you call a turkey the day after Thanksgiving?
I don't know. What?
Lucky.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday, start of the Christmas shopping season. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, this can be your lucky day. No joke. It's the Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can save $15,000 on all 2018 and 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorns. Built for work or play, the Ram 1500 Bighorn has relentless capability and streamlined performance. And for a limited time, receive 25% off all 2019 Jeep Cherokees in stock. The Jeep Cherokee mixes off-road capability with mainstream appeal. The Black Friday sales event with deals all month long at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus, tag, title, and fees. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. Savings off list price, not MSRP. Offer expires November 30th.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Love 272-9228. Finally got this Crenshaw clips up here. Or cut, but I got some other stuff I can do first. But Joey Son loads this up. 84 was spot on Crenshaw. He was, didn't go. Here we go. A couple of reminders here. We have a drawing for a veteran today, a $50 gift card. You just have to call in, get in the drawing for that. Then anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value. What's in that $60? Anything you want to put in that basket. It's all yours and it's your choice. You can do the Dick Brubaker method, put all ice cream in it. You can do the Dan Morris method and put a little Cuban sandwich in there, some ribs in there, some pecans in there, some cake in there. Because wasn't the chocolate cake really good?
Oh, it was very good.
That was some. That bundt cake was absolutely amazing. You guys knocked that stuff out.
But too. I'm in kind of the mood. If it was a Joey $60 Sweet Creek gift basket, I'd be like, hey, Reed, give me all the meat. Give me the ribs. Give me the
we bundt. Got the meat.
I want the meat, baby.
Let's do this. We've got, let's see. Let's go to, Jonathan Turley talking about Trump and Mueller and the questions here.
Gave very, very complete answers to a lot of questions that I shouldn't have. Complete answers to a lot of questions that I shouldn't have even been asked. And I think that should solve the problem. I hope it solves the problem. It wasn't a big deal. You know, they make it like I had meetings for many, many hours. I got the questions. I responded. We wrote them out. I read them once. I read them a second time. We made some changes. That's it. They're very simple. You know why? I did nothing wrong.
Constitutional law professor, George Washington School of Law, Jonathan Turley. You think it's either a good thing or a bad thing that the president said, I answered them very easily.
Well, nothing is easy in the Mueller investigation. Those people that were indicted by Mueller, I found it very easy to charge them on statements that they made that were found to be inaccurate or conflicting with other evidence. I mean, for the most part, when it comes to U.S. defendants, these charges come closer to missteps than malfeasance. They're largely false statements made to investigators as opposed to core crimes.
Right.
And so that's obviously the greatest concern for attorneys representing the president.
I thought it was interesting that the way he answered that question said, you know, I'm the one that answered them, and I read the questions, gave them the simple answers, and it wasn't hard. And that's very much in the Trump arena. Trump fancies himself as a very smart guy and that he can outthink other folks, and he sees things differently. I granted he does, because that's how you get $7 billion, and he has a vision for things. Let's go to the phones and go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you, Dan. And I am a veteran, so I'd like to take part in that.
Excellent. Rick, give me your month and day of birth.
7/22.
Excellent. We've got your name in. We're going to do that drawing in about 20 minutes.
Awesome. Quick question for you.
Sure.
You know, we had the op-ed that was leaked to the New York Times, and I don't think we ever found the source of that. Is that true?
Which leak to the
resistance within the White House?
Are you talking about that one?
Yes, sir.
No, they have not found out that yet.
So with Kellyanne Conway's husband, with his recent tweet bashing the White House, has he been looked at?
Well, he's not in the White House, though. Are you saying that Pillow Talk and he gets information and does something with it?
Right.
I'm not sure how, because what the person said is what we do is we don't tell the president certain things, or he tells us to do things and we just don't do them. That was the gist of the article.
I gotcha. Okay. I can't imagine Kellyanne reporting to the president and having to answer questions from what George has tweeted.
She got a little testy with that last week when he talked about the Whitaker thing being unconstitutional, and she basically said, "No, you know, he's a good attorney, but it doesn't mean he's always right."
Right. And I had one other question for you, Dan.
Sure.
And that's that. You know, I keep thinking we're really going to miss you, because whenever you sign off, you say, "Until I get this right."
Mm-hmm.
I think you've had it right for a long time. Are you going anywhere?
No, I'm not going anywhere, but I always want to try to do my best.
Well, I think you accomplished that.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Rick.
Yeah, well, we thoroughly enjoy your show every day.
Well, thank you very, very much. That means an awful lot to Joey and myself.
Thank you, Rick.
Yes, sir. Y'all both have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Rick. Listen in and see if you're going to be a winner. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan. Cairo, Tom.
Hey, Tom. How are you, buddy?
I am fine. And also a vet.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Tom, give me your month and day of birth.
6/4.
6/4. You got it. What's on your mind today? Did I stump you?
A whole bunch of different things, but you got me stumped on that one. I've been dealing with other... Just came out of Ace Hardware solving house problems.
You're having health problems?
No, house.
Oh, house problems. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you still on Perry Street?
No, I sold it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you get that.
If you're
in there, I always ask for Jeff Pollitt. He's a friend of mine, and he works there sometimes. He's a great guy, by the way.
Jeff who?
Jeff Pollitt.
Okay.
Tom, I got your name in. Okay, buddy?
All right. Take care.
Jimmy, hang on for me. Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A Colorado man's been sentenced to life in prison for killing his pregnant wife and their two young daughters. Christopher Watts entered a guilty plea to avoid the death penalty. The Northern California wildfire now blamed on at least 77 deaths. This woman says she was barely able to escape the fire with her family.
Coming out of paradise, going to Chico. I mean, there's flames on each side of our truck.
About 1,000 people are still listed as missing. A group of Democrats filing a lawsuit over President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. Senator Richard Blumenthal says the appointment violates federal law.
It's not only bad policy, it is unacceptable as a violation of the Constitution.
The Justice Department has said the appointment is constitutional since Whitaker is serving in an acting capacity. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at proofmyroof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty nice string of days on this Thanksgiving week. Our forecast for today calling for a lot of sunshine with a high temperature up to about 68. Can't beat that. Mostly cloudy tonight. Maybe a shower in the overnight hours as a front moves through, low 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler, high 61. 39 the low tomorrow night. Wednesday, sunshine with a high in the lower 60s. A great Thanksgiving forecast. Lots of sun, high in the lower 60s. Then a storm system arrives Friday night into Iron Bowl Saturday. We'll keep an eye on that forecast to see if it has any effect on the game. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Folks, I'm going to give you a telephone number that you need to have in your phone because you may need it. Because they have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency service, and that is Mr. Electric. You've got a problem with anything electrical in your home, Mr. Electric is the place to be. The other thing is, if you want to improve your house, the lighting, fixtures, outside security lighting, inside lighting, particularly if you have a work area, a workshop, or the underneath cabinets in your kitchen, Mr. Electric's the place to call. Now, I'm going to give you a telephone number, but please put it in your phone, because if the lights go out, you're going to need to know where this thing is. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. My good friend Dan Black and Mr. Electric, we've known each other for decades and decades and decades and decades. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
Wow, thank y'all for this. Oh, I'm good. I want to nominate my father.
You want to nominate what?
My father.
Oh.
For the Sweet Creek.
Okay. See here in Montgomery?
No, actually a little bit away, but he served in Korea, still alive and with us. We're going to see him tomorrow, hopefully, and all that. Just
okay.
Put him down.
Okay. Jimmy, give me your month and day of birth.
12/28.
All right, missed it by 3.
I know.
Jimmy.
That's another story.
I know, but at least you were a tax deduction for that year. That's always the way to look at it. Jimmy, thanks for a telephone call. Good luck.
Hey, thank y'all for what you do.
Thank you. Let's go to Frank Turner. Is this Frank Turner, the Linda's husband?
Yeah, I went in there and rubbed on her a little bit to see if that rub up on me, but I don't know if it'll work like that.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, it was to meet you, too. Like I say, I've heard you all these years and put the face with the name or voice.
Yeah, he said, you don't look anything like I thought you were going to look like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he goes, uglier. A lot, by a long shot, he's ugly.
Well, it goes both ways, you know.
No.
It's not always ugly. It's, I want to get in on that drawing if I can.
You got it, Frank. Give me a month and day of birth.
119.
You were late on your tax deduction for your
parents. Yeah, I was a baby boomer. One of the first. 1946.
Wow. Frank, I've got your name in. Matter of fact, we're going to do the drawing in just a little bit here. Okay. Thanks for calling in again. It was a pleasure to meet you.
All right. Nice meeting you, too. Talk to you later.
Ta-ta.
Yeah, and the gentleman I met who's a listener when I was cleaning up my busted car window Sunday morning, Bob.
Bob, is it the police officer?
No, that was Officer Flournoy, I believe. He was on that second shift. But no, in the morning, Sunday morning, Bob, with I believe his wife's name's Lisa, they were walking their dogs. And he was asking about, if you don't mind, what happened to your car, just, you know, keeping up good neighborhood practices. And he goes, by the way, he recognized my voice.
Oh, wow.
So shout out to Bob and Lisa.
That's good. So does he live fairly close to you?
Yeah, just about a block away.
Yeah, we love it, folks, when you stop us and say hello and, you know, how are you doing? Particularly if you hear kind of the voice type thing. I had one at Fresh Market last week, matter of fact, when I was getting some goodies over there. Boy, I tell you, I chowed down on some Fresh Market.
Ooh.
I did the cold salmon. I did the prime ribeye. And they've got these little sweet peppers that are absolutely delicious.
Mm.
And you just throw them right on the grill. I put a grill net down and cook it on that. But they're really good. Then you pan them.
Ooh.
I have leftover steak for tonight, matter of fact.
I actually did a cheat day, but I went with sweets from Fresh Market. And they, I believe, had like iced s'mores cookies, sugar cookies, and tiny little pumpkin cinnamon iced sugar cookies. I think I ate all 20 of them in one night.
I saw your cookie dough thing in the cabin. I finally
found
it.
That stuff's good.
Well, I looked at it and went, man, that's a big jar.
All right.
$7.90. I'm going, like, I'm going to sit here and I'll knock this out in one shot. And I'll be sitting there and they'll call me like little fat pig dance type thing. We don't want that at all. 272-9228. Sahar. Oh, yeah. I remember the Jewish name. Hey.
Yeah.
How are you, my dear?
Oh, I'm just getting things ready for Thanksgiving.
What do you have planned for Thanksgiving?
I'm doing a church. I'm doing this Thanksgiving. I'm in a cottage, right? And it's small, but everybody's like, are you going to be able to pull this off? I'm going to do a turkey with bread stuffing and a cornbread stuffing and a sweet potato casserole, mashed potatoes. I'm just doing all kinds of stuff.
That sounds good. That sounds absolutely good.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I haven't decided. Normally what I do is I go down to Salvation Army and I serve at Salvation Army. And I think I may go to Sweet Baby James. It's a restaurant on Atlanta Highway that's going to be open to do Thanksgiving there, say 10:30 or 11. And then get ready for the Egg Bowl, which is Ole Miss against Mississippi State. And that's always a good game. It's going to be on Thanksgiving this year, which is kind of unusual.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about goats this morning.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm retired military, but I'm an author, and I published a book. And the title of it is Whoever Said Country Life Was Simple Never Lived on a Farm.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's true. And what I wrote about, and it's not a recipe book. It's a learn-how literature, and it teaches you how to transform goat milk into butter and cheese. And I was just laughing because the guy was, you know, I can't remember who it was talking. He said, yeah, goats, you know, cows, they just clear everything off, and goats, they grab it all by the roots. I thought, yeah, they do. I started laughing. But I had Son and Toggenburg. That's what I had.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Sahar, I need to get this other call so I can do the drawing. Do you want in on the drawing?
Sure. You're having a drawing?
Yeah, we're having a drawing for veterans for today only. Oh. A $50 gift card from Squeak Creek Farm Market.
I'll go in.
Give me your month and day of birth.
3/26.
You got it, my dear. You have a wonderful day.
It's you too. Have a good holiday.
Thank you. We have that many so far. Let's talk to Mary real quick.
Hello?
Hey, Mary.
Hey. I wanted to tell you about a veteran who actually gave his life for his country. I was married to him for 62 years, and he passed away on the 11th of July. And he was a patriotic fella, and he loved Fresh Market. We would go, you know, to the physician or something down the street. He'd always have to do a Fresh Market run, always.
Really? That's great.
Oh, yeah. And Dan, I wanted to tell you this. I've been listening to you off and on since your early days with Don Markwell, when you had some surgery and you had some real, you know, throat issues and all that.
Yeah.
And actually, I was with you when Don kind of introduced you to talk radio yourself.
Oh, wow.
Years ago. I mean, the good old days, you know?
Yeah, that was the good old days.
Oh, it really was. And he was with me all the way, but, you know, listening to you all. We love you very much and appreciate all y'all do.
Mary, I love your kind words. Can I put you in for the Squeak Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing for Friday?
I would love it. 3/18.
You got it, Mary. Let me go thank you, and thank you for the kind words. Lauren, welcome.
Lorraine.
Lorraine, I'm sorry. Lorraine, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you.
What's on your mind today, Lorraine?
Well, I have been listening for several years now, and I had called in once before when the RC aircraft and drones were just becoming a thing. And when my late husband was in the Marine Corps, and I'm also a prior Marine.
Oh, wow. Well, you want in on the drawing for today?
I would love to be.
Lorraine, give me your month and day of birth.
3/24.
3/24. Lorraine, I got you covered, my dear. Let's take these last.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for the kind words also. Let me go to Lisa. Lisa, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
I'd just like to get in on the drawing.
Are you a military?
Yes, I'm a veteran.
Excellent. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for your service. Give me your month and day of birth, my dear.
4/10
versus 10/4. 4/10, Lisa, we're going to do that drawing in just a little bit. What branch did you serve in?
Army.
All right. Okay, Lisa, thank you, my dear. Thank you. Let me go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard, and then we'll do Debbie, and that's when we cut it off at that. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello.
Hey, Eric.
I need to get in on the military drawing. I was born 4/1.
You got it, Eric. You're in.
April Fools.
There you go.
April Fools.
There you go. You fooled them, didn't you? Eric,
Not only that, my son was born the same day. And
really?
That takes planning.
Same day, but different year, right?
Yeah.
I was about to say, that would have been a pretty spectacular feat there.
Yep.
Eric, thank you, my friend, and thank you for your service. And we're going to do the drawing in just a little bit. Last one for the drawing, if she wants to get in. Debbie, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am really good.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my dear.
Thank you. I have a question. I'll go off subject for a little bit, but are there any more elections that haven't been settled or solved?
You're talking about nationally?
Yeah.
The Mia Love race is under a recount, and then there's two races in California that are too close to call.
Okay. I've just lost contact. I had an aunt that actually was living in Paradise. So I
oh, really?
I plan on that. Yeah, she was in a nursing home, and they got her out, but I haven't been able to talk to my cousin since then. So I know she's okay, but she broke her hip in the process.
Of trying to get out of there?
Yeah, they took the patients from the nursing home to Chico, which is about 10 miles from Paradise.
No, exactly. Chico.
Somehow or another, they I don't know the details because she was on her way to work. But somehow or another, my 92-year-old aunt broke her hip, and I'm not laughing, but, you know. At least they got her out, so we were happy about that.
That is very, very good. I'm glad she's safe, but I'm sorry she's hurt.
Thank you so much.
Debbie,
I pray for all those people.
I would like to, you know, cheer you up today. Can you give me your birthday again, month and day?
Yes, you can certainly have my birthday. It's 10/31.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You're the winner from last Friday.
What? This,
yeah, the Squeak Creek
phone market?
Yeah, and you never called because we did it.
Well, I was out of town.
There you go. But you're the winner.
Wow.
Dickity dog, you did make me happy.
Debbie, let me do this. Let me put you on hold. We're going to do the drawing for the veterans one right now. Then Joey's going to get you information. How many are in here now? 11?
13.
13, oh my God.
13 names in. Debbie, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold and come right to you.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you. All right, and let's do the drawing for the one today. Hold on, I've got to pull up that list. Got to pull up that list. And the winner is... Oh my goodness, it's Lisa.
Lisa, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my dear.
Wow.
For your Sweet Creep. Man, we're kind of doing it for here. Let's do this so you can get Debbie's information and I can get all this stuff to read. Let me take a break. Damn our show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are. Lisa. Lisa, congratulations, my dear.
Thank you.
Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
One time.
What did you get when you went there?
oh goodness, some honey, and we had lunch. It was great.
Well, really imagine that a kind listener, because of your service, bought you a $50 gift card. So I'm going to send that information to Reed, and then I will call you and let you know that he's got it, and you're good to go, and you'll just find Reed and or Karen Ingram.
Okay. And I'd like to thank that that individual who donated those. I heard him the other day on the radio when he told you about it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad we did it today versus kind of my original plan. I'm probably going to do it again on Friday for the Thanksgiving show, or the Iron Bowl show, but I'm glad I did it today, and I didn't do it my original way I was thinking about doing it. And we have the nicest audience in the world, by the way.
I agree.
Thank you, Lisa, and again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Man, there's some lucky folks out here, aren't there? Let's do this. How much time do I have?
7 minutes.
7 minutes. Let's do Crenshaw. This is the new congressman that SNL made fun of, and this guy is really good. He's going to be talking about security and the border.
Congressman-elect, you are a vet. You mentioned your service. How do you feel about the deployment of U.S. troops, U.S. personnel to the border? Is that the right way to be using the U.S. military?
Well, what they're using them for is logistical support. You know, they're not down there as combat troops stopping people from crossing the border.
They're not actually at the border.
That's not what's actually happening.
Right.
What's actually happening is they're reinforcing the law enforcement that is there to do their job. You know, the reality is the question I always have to Democrats is, do we agree that our border should be secure? Yes or no? I understand you don't like the wall. I understand that. But can we agree that the border should be secured? And if you have other ideas to secure that border, and especially in Texas, we are willing to listen because, I mean, we have a river along the border. We can't always put a wall there. We get that. You know, we've got other options as well. So will you work with us?
But in terms of using the U.S. military mm-hmm. in that role, essentially, you know, we have a border patrol that has the job that you just laid out, that the military is now there.
Well, right, but there was also thousands and thousands of people coming up to the border in a caravan, and so you have to take different measures to do that. So
listen to this.
You see that as a threat, even though they're on foot and not at the border yet.
Well, what's the other option? To just let them cross? Because we don't have enough law enforcement officials to deal with that possibly. So, you know, again, we're not putting combat troops on the border. That's not what's happening. We are dealing with this in a very humane way, and as I think we should, and we can all agree on that for sure. None of us really like seeing families separated. I've said that all along. That's the last thing we want to see. Republicans tried to put legislation forward that would stop that. Okay, and we would continue to do that. But yes, if it's between letting people across and not letting people across, we have to secure our border. And I hear that we agree on that a lot. I do. And I understand the Democrats don't like the rhetoric and we don't like the wall. I absolutely get that. But I want to see other options on the table then and what we can do to actually secure it.
He's comfortable with using U.S. troops in that way. Are you?
No. No, I think it's the wrong approach. I think it's imprudent. I disagree with it. And I think the other option is to follow existing law and let folks go through the asylum process, and to the extent that they are able to successfully claim asylum. I say this as the son of refugees. I mean, I think immigrants to this country have so much to give, and it's important we get this right.
That was a Democrat that was answering the last part of that, and there's really a difference if somebody's trying to come here for a job and somebody's trying to come here because they want the freedom of America. Now Crenshaw, if I've got enough time, is going to be talking about the press. And this is what made some big news. We're probably going to have to cut it off.
Congressman-elect, do you want to respond to that since the president is the leader of your party?
Yeah. Well, I always ask the question, like what? You know, like, what is he undermining exactly? You know, what democratic freedoms have been undermined? We just had an election where we switched power in the House. Democracy is at work. People are voting in record numbers. I always ask for examples, and then we can hit those examples one by one. And if it's worth criticizing, it's worth criticizing. But just kind of this broad brush criticism that the president is somehow undermining our democracy, I always wonder, like, what exactly we're talking
about. I'll be happy to give an example.
Yeah. Well. I mean, right. Undermining of the freedom
of the free
press,
right. You know, judiciary, CIA, FBI, the voting process.
By way of example, Obama indicted, had many press members under investigation. Trump is not.
It's true.
So just this
last
week.
So what is the difference
here? Just this last week, one of the largest media publications in the United States, right, had to go to a federal court in order to essentially regain access to the press room.
That was for one reporter. Not the whole organization.
Including CBS, did file amicus briefs in support.
Yeah. So, I think we obviously would be, it's part of a much larger
conversation. Because he was disruptive.
But, well, again,
I would argue that our president is consistently disruptive in those very same press conferences. And I would argue that he treats them with
How is that an attack on the press, though?
Because it's literally an attack.
I've literally been attacked. Let's choose our words carefully.
His language is an attack.
Okay, so why can't he speak? Why is he not allowed to use his own language and freedom of speech?
Because you talked about this, actually. It's important that we lead from example, that we lead from the top. And the way that our president is currently
I agree with you there. Style is one thing. If you want to criticize style, I'm with you. Right, but to say it's an attack on the freedom of the press, that is a very bold statement.
By calling the press the enemy of the people,
I don't like that language.
Literally.
Okay, so the style, I agree, I don't like that language.
And fake news, of course. Yes, and I'll give you another example. His rhetoric about erasing trans people in our country. That,
to me...
He's
never said that.
it appears that he is discriminating against the LGBTQ community, and I think that's troublesome. I think it's worrisome. We all have communities across this country, and we mentioned it at the beginning, ripping children away from their parents' arms. Those are all things that worry me, that I absolutely feel that we have to have oversight.
Or how about malign the CIA and the FBI and the State Department and all of those important institutions that are fundamental to how our democracy works.
What I hear a lot is you don't like what he says, and sometimes, okay, but you don't like we have policy disagreements, but you're saying undermining democracy.
And I want to
caution us because those are very bold words. If we have policy disagreements, let's focus on those policy disagreements. I'll be happy to discuss those at any point. But this is what I've been getting at kind of all week, which is we tend to go right at the jugular, right? We say you're undermining democracy, you're a bad person fundamentally. That's not always true. We have policy disagreements on a lot of these things.
Hey, this guy is really, really good.
Yeah.
He's somebody to keep an eye on. Guys, this hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, Lynn, Eric, Danielle, the whole gang. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's answered written questions, but not yet turned them over to special counsel Robert Mueller in the Russia